Welcome in. Today we're making a bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 that's not trying to steal the spotlight. This is that deep jungle, rolling drum and bass vibe, where the breakbeat is the star, the sub is the foundation, and the wobble is the movement and atmosphere behind it. The big idea is simple. We're building a two-layer bass. Layer 1 is sub, clean, mono, consistent. Layer 2 is wobble, mid-range character, filtered movement, a bit of grit, and a little space. Then we glue them together on a bass bus and sidechain them so the kick still punches. Before we touch any sound design, set your project tempo to around 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is perfect. Drop in a breakbeat you like. Amen, fake, anything with that classic shuffle. And if you want extra clarity while you mix, you can add a simple two-step kick and snare under the break as a reference. Keep your whole world in an 8-bar loop while you design. That's going to save you a ton of time. Now step 1. Build the sub. This is the part that makes the track feel expensive when it's right. Create a MIDI track and name it sub. Add operator. In operator, choose the algorithm that's just oscillator by itself. Set oscillator to a sine wave. For the envelope, we'll go quick and controlled. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay around 200 milliseconds. And for sustain, you've got two options. If you want short, punchy bass hits, pull sustain down to negative infinity, so the note naturally drops away. If you want longer, held notes, keep sustain up and make it more legato. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click, but also doesn't smear. Now program a super simple rolling pattern. Try F minor or G minor. Here's an easy one bar idea. F1 for half a bar, then F1 for a quarter, then G1 for a quarter. Keep it basic. We're not trying to write a bass solo. The movement comes from the wobble layer. Right after operator, add utility. Set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable. Sub should be mono. Then pull the gain so the sub track peaks roughly around -12 to -9 dB. That's good beginner gain staging, and it stops your later bus processing from accidentally becoming the main sound designer. Coach note, if you only learn one thing today, it's this. A stable mono sub is what lets you get creative everywhere else without your low end turning into a mess. Step 2. Build the wobble layer using sampling. This is the fun part, and it's beginner friendly because we're going to resample a tone and then control it with simpler. First, create a new MIDI track and name it Wobble Source. Add wave eatable. Choose basic shapes and move the shape toward a sawish sound, somewhere around 70 to 90%. Turn unison off for now. We want a stable source before we start animating it. Add saturator after wave eatable. Set drive around 3 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy it, you're just thickening it so it holds up once we start filtering. Now add auto filter. Pick a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere between about 200 and 600 Hz for now. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. This is just to give the filter a bit of shape so the wobble has character. Now we resample it. Create a new audio track and name it resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it for recording. Then play a few sustained notes for 4 to 8 bars. Stick around the same register as your sub notes, F1, G1, maybe AB1. You're basically recording raw bass tape to use as a sample. Stop recording. Great. You now have an audio clip that already includes your synth tone and a bit of saturation and filtering. Now drag that recorded audio clip onto a brand new MIDI track. Ableton will automatically create simpler. Rename this new track Wobble. In simpler, set mode to classic. Turn warp off. For bass, especially one-shot style sampling, warp can sometimes mess with the low end in ways you don't want. Turn loop on, and find a stable section of the waveform to loop. If you hear clicks, use a tiny fade, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. You're aiming for a smooth sustain you can play like an instrument. Quick teacher tip. Sampling like this locks in a vibe. It also makes your CPU happier, and it makes your bass feel more like a finished object you can shape, rather than an endless synth patch you keep tweaking forever. Step 3. Create wobble movement with auto filters LFO. On the wobble track, after simpler, add another auto filter. This one is your main motion filter. Choose low pass 12 or 24 dB. Start the frequency around 250 to 450 Hz. Set resonance around 15 to 30%. That range usually gives jungle style motion without turning into a whistling cartoon. Now turn on the LFO and auto filter. Set it to sync. Set amount around 25 to 45% to start. Try these LFO rates, 1/8, 1/8 triplet, 1/16, and 1/4. Here's a jungle trick. Alternating 1/8 and 1/8 triplet gives you that shuffly, rolling feel that sits nicely with a breakbeat. Pick an LFO shape. Sine is smooth and round. Triangle has a bit more obvious motion. Saw gets more aggressive, like a yo-yo vibe. Now let's make it musical. Don't keep one wobble rate forever. Automate the LFO rate over 4 bars. For example, bars 1 and 2 at 1/8, bar 3 at 1/16 for energy, bar 4 at 1/8 triplet for shuffle. Loop that idea and tweak it. Extra coach note, decide the role of your wobble before you chase the perfect sound. In jungle, wobble is often a motion cue, not the lead. It can be the ghost layer that you barely notice, a call and response that pops between snares, or a drop tool that comes forward only for certain bars. If you choose the roll first, your knob choices get way easier. Now step 4. Protect your low end. We're going to split responsibilities so the wobble doesn't wreck the sub. On the wobble track, at EQ 8, high pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's still stepping on the sub, use a steeper slope like 24 dB. If the wobble starts feeling boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. On the sub track, at EQ 8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a gentle slope, like 12 dB. Now your sub owns the floor, and your wobble lives above it. And here's a fast, effective check, the snare pocket test. Loop one bar so you can really hear the snare on beats 2 and 4. If the wobble's loudest filter open moment is happening right on top of the snare, it will smear that crack. Adjust the LFO phase if you can, or more simply, automate the filter frequency so the bass opens just after the snare instead of on it. That little timing choice is a big part of why pro jungle feels punchy even with a heavy bass. Step 5. Group and glue. Select sub and wobble and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bass bus, add saturator. Drive just 1 to 3 dB with soft clip-on. This is glue, not destruction. Optionally add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If it's doing more than that, you're probably compressing the life out of your groove. Now the essential part, sidechain so the kick cuts through. Add a compressor on the bass bus. Turn sidechain on. Choose your kick track as the input or your drum group if that's what you're using. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack between 0.5 and 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until the kick punches through cleanly. You're listening for breathing, not disappearing. The bass should make room for the kick, but still feel continuous. Step 6. Make a deep jungle atmosphere with blending. This is where most beginners accidentally turn it into a bass showcase. Your mission is to keep the wobble supportive. Put space on the wobble only, not on the sub. On the wobble track, at echo, set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the echo so the low end is rolled off. And keep the mix tiny, like 5 to 12%. You should miss it when it's gone, but barely notice it when it's on. That's the sweet spot. Then add reverb, subtle. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, small to medium size. High pass the reverb input if possible, or just put an EQ after the reverb and cut the lows. Mix around 4 to 10%. Now stereo. Widen only the wobble, and only in the mids. Add utility on the wobble track, and set width to around 110 to 140%. Then, right after that, check with EQ 8 that your high pass is still keeping the low end out of the sides, and do a quick mono check sometimes. Put a utility on the master and hit mono for a second. If the vibe collapses, your width is happening too low in frequency or your modulation is too wide, bring the width down, or raise the high pass on the wobble chain. One more timing fix. If the wobble feels late or sluggish, it might not be your MIDI, it's often the tail. Shorten simpler's amp release a bit, and reduce any echo or reverb predelay. Long tails can make the groove feel behind even when it's perfectly on grid. Step 7. Arrange it like jungle. Try this 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8. Drums, atmos, and sub only. No wobble yet. Bars 9 to 16. Bring the wobble in quietly, maybe with the filter more closed and low LFO amount. Bars 17 to 24 is your drop. Wobble a bit louder, with moments of faster LFO rate. Bars 25 to 32. Pull it back, add a little fill, and tease the next section. Automation lanes to focus on. Auto filter frequency for intensity, LFO amount for movement depth, echo mix for transitions, and tiny saturator drive bumps for impact. If you want some next level options in Live 12 without making this complicated, here are two. 1. Macro control for two wobble speeds, put your auto filter into an audio effect rack, map LFO rate to a macro, and set it so the macro snaps between 1/8 and 1/16. Then record your macro moves like your DJing energy. 2. Drum synced wobble with envelope follower. Add envelope follower on the wobble, set its input to your breakbeat track, and map it to the auto filter frequency with a small range. Fast attack, medium release. Now the wobble reacts to the break dynamics and feels alive. Let's rap with a mini practice loop. Make 16 bars. Drums, breakbeat plus your kick and snare support if you want. Sub, a two-note pattern, F1 to G1. Wobble, start at 1/8 LFO rate. Automate LFO amount. Bars 1 to 4 at 20%. Bars 5 to 8 at 35%. Bars 9 to 12 change the rate to 1/16. Bars 13 to 16 change the rate to 1/8 triplet and add just 3% more echo mix. Your goal check is the real jungle test. When you mute the wobble, the track should still work. When you unmute it, everything should feel deeper and more alive, but not suddenly louder or more crowded. Recap. Sub and wobble have separate jobs. Resampling into simpler makes wobble design controllable and beginner-friendly. Auto filter LFO gives you that rolling motion, and rate changes give you classic DNB energy control. EQ split, mono sub, and side ching keep the mix clean, and subtle echo and reverb on the wobble layer give you that deep jungle atmosphere without washing out the low end. If you tell me what break you're using and what key you're in, I can suggest a wobble rate pattern and a bass rhythm that matches the swing of your drums.